All right, so here we are. This is the final hour of the Silverlight Dev Camp, and we are talking to
Tyler Balance
of
Slide.
There we go. All right. So, Tyler, what did you think of the Silverlight Dev Camp in San Francisco?
As far as bar camps go, it was pretty good. We were well fed. I don't know. It was a bar camp.
Cool. Good. So, what did you learn?
I learned Silverlight.
Good. Awesome. So, did you make anything with it?
Yeah. Slide makes a lot of embeddable widgets for MySpace, so slideshows and all sorts of goofy stuff. And it's all built on Flash 8 and 9, which is less than desirable. So I set out to re-implement one of our transitions called Collage, which just drops down a collage of photos, usually with the user selected, but I couldn't connect to our internal tools to get user selected images, so it's just on a hard-coded set, and it's just some of our core product re-implemented in Silverlight in about 7 hours after I figured it out.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to take a look at it here.
So, this is without any actual pictures, but this is our Flash version with, you know, I haven't added any photos to it yet, of course. And then the Silverlight version, which is a little bit bigger and a little bit smoother, dropped some most interesting photos from Flickr onto the canvas.
Cool. So, were you involved with the Flash development of the first one?
The Flash development on our screensaver product, which had its own large-scale versions of the mm-hmm. collage transition and things like that, I did work on during my first month at Slide. But our web transitions are actually a completely different code base because it's got to fit in a tiny box, so it's handled by a different couple guys than the couple guys I work with.
All right. So you're familiar with like how that may compare to the work that you did?
Yeah. And I think the JavaScript to do what I did was 160 lines. And all it does is just adds a new storyboard and it adds a new canvas for each image that's going to be dropped down. Each canvas consists of the back of the picture, and then an overlay for when you hover over. And then our Flash product, I probably shouldn't say this, and I'm not going to pull it up, but our Flash version of this is probably much, much longer to dynamically, you know, pull in images and do all sorts of crazy stuff with XML processing properties, and it's certainly not 163 lines of JavaScript.
That's cool. So what's the major factor, like, I mean, why are the number, the disparate, what's the difference in the number? Why was it easier to do it here or less lines?
Well, since we can reuse every single object, we weren't creating new movie clips, and there's a lot of pain involved in dynamically creating movie clips in Flash. And there's also a lot of, like with, is it 1.1 you get the downloader class?
Downloader's in 1.0. Yeah.
With 1.0 you've got downloader, and you've got a lot of these things to where it's easier to get photos, and it's easier to get data into the widget as opposed to Flash, where you can open up an XML connection and read in the file, and it's a really, really big pain to do really, not complex, but expressive things in ActionScript mm-hmm. versus XAML and JavaScript.
Okay. So is it just JavaScript and XAML, or how will it connect into what you have already, I guess?
How I'm thinking of what it'll do is I'll probably just create a JSON web service on our infrastructure that'll, you know, use some auth tokens to figure out what channel or what set of images the user should have, and then we'll just feed that back either in just a JSON list of URLs for the widget to load, or in the actual image data itself. Not sure on which I should go with first, but it's really, really simple to hook in, you know, something that's going to feed URLs into this. So I don't think it's going to take the enormous amount of time it took me to figure out Silverlight to begin with, to figure out how to start loading stuff with Silverlight.
So what was like the hardest thing to figure out when you were doing Silverlight?
So when it creates a new image, it's actually using the, you know, control.create from XAML, thing to create the JavaScript object. And not until this morning, after I had worked on this all night, did I find a forum post on Silverlight.net that says if you do that, you've got to give the JavaScript function, or you've got to put in the tag, the namespace, the XML.
The namescope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the namescope.
The scope as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the create from XAML was exploding for no good reason. Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing because unlike .NET, you get an exception that tells you what's going wrong.
Yeah.
With JavaScript, you get an explosion, and that's about it.
So okay.
That was the biggest hurdle, is figuring out exactly how to debug and work with some things that weren't as well documented as I'd hoped.
Multiple instances, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you create an ellipses and you just add that as a XAML tag, it was working fine. And so I was like, this can't be right. I'm adding a canvas. So I tried adding just a regular canvas with a text box in it, and that worked.
Uh-huh.
And so then I started adding my more complex canvases with the storyboards attached, and then that exploded until I found the blog post. And fortunately, I was able to find the blog post. It would have been a long day otherwise.
Well, I was here. You could ask me.
I could have asked.
So, but that was before you got in. So.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm glad you found it anyway. So that's really cool. And this is something that you're working on that you'll be publishing, or...?
It's not my decision to make.
No.
I think it would be cool if we offered Silverlight widgets.
Yeah.
Just because I think we can do cool things with it, and I think it would certainly help you guys in terms of, like...
Us guys being Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use guys with the... But yeah, I think it would be cool to... with the exception of Flash 9, most Flash products previously have bitten us really, really hard, and we just had to take it because there's no way to really push out dynamic media like this in any other format, and now there is. So I think if Silverlight adoption can grow to something where we could contemplate either supporting both or switching over entirely, then we've got a lot more options in terms of how we present media to our users.
So, and a lot of this is just because it's so dynamically generated?
I think so.
Okay.
One of the other big problems development-wise we have is that we use branches with Subversion, and Subversion doesn't do binary conflicts and differences, so committing FLA files for Flash versus a XAML file, which is text, is going to be a huge difference in terms of our Flash developers or even my workflow creating stuff like this, because you can see what's going on and fix it instead of guessing.
That's awesome. So,
should be cool.
Yeah. Anything else really cool about the dev camp other than create from XAML and the downloader?
I was actually really surprised. Most dev camps are much more targeted towards open source, a very Web 2.0 oriented stuff. Not that I think Silverlight sort of falls in that category, but there's a lot of, I guess, longer term Microsoft developer types that were here, people that have worked with MFC back in the day and have worked with .NET since the original betas in like early 2000. And so the span of who attended was really surprising.
Cool.
It was neat.
Good. All right. So if there's another Silverlight dev camp in the area, you think you're going to come?
Probably.
All right.
I should have more interesting stuff done by then.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, cool. I'll try and come too. So, all right. Well, thanks. And this is Tyler Balance, an angry young man.